Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has announced agreement to create a rapid reaction force as part of the Collective Security Treaty Organization, or CSTO. Presidents of the member states, Russia, Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan, held a Kremlin summit in which Mr. Medvedev says they discussed mechanisms to confront what he called a wide range of challenges and threats.
Все присутствующие сошлись в необходимости принятия соответствующего решения.
The Russian president says all of the leaders agree on the necessity of adopting the appropriate decision and agreed to create a collective force. Armenian President Serge Sarkisian notes the new force will strengthen the CSTO's military component, although the new structure's announced purpose is to combat terrorism and international crime, including drug trafficking. On Tuesday, President Medvedev and his visiting Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko, agreed to create a new joint air defense system involving 5 Air Force and 10 missile units. But Russia's Kommersant business newspaper reports Mr. Lukashenko's agreement was conditioned by demands for Russian weapons subsidies and Russian orders from Belarusian defense industries. In a separate meeting at the Kremlin Tuesday, Kyrgyz President Kurmanbek Bakiyev said his country will close the U.S. airbase near Bishkek that American forces have used to supply military operations in Afghanistan following the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. This was accompanied by an announcement that Russia will give Bishkek a $2 billion loan as well as a $150 million grant. Kyrgyz National Security Council head Adakhan Madumarov says the United States would have 180 days to leave the airbase after receiving official notification to do so. But the U.S. Embassy in Bishkek said in a statement it has not received any eviction notice. Independent Russian military analyst Pavel Felgenhauer says Russia has long resented the U.S. presence in Central Asia and paid the Kyrgyz big money to drive the Americans out.
Москва продолжает свою давнюю политику.
Felgenhauer says Moscow is pursuing its long-standing policy of consolidating the post-Soviet realm into a sphere of privileged interests. He says Russia is trying to turn the CSTO into a genuine military union and to squeeze out the Americans, so all of these initiatives are strategically linked. But the reliability of Moscow's new partners is in doubt. Analysts point to the material incentives provided to gain Belarusian and Kyrgyz support, and also to Tajik President Emomali Rahman's last-minute decision to visit Moscow after he indicated he would stay away in what was seen as a bid to get more Russian financial support for his impoverished nation. The Interfax news agency reports that Uzbekistan signed the Rapid Reaction Force Accord with unspecified reservations. Tashkent has strained relations with its CSTO neighbors. Felgenhauer also questions how the new force will be used, noting that the Constitution of Belarus prohibits foreign deployment of its military and that the Central Asian nations today face no genuine military threats. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News, Moscow.